I was chapter 6, Mishnah 1. So just the interesting thing about chapter 6 is that it was added later from the brasas. It wasn't initially part of Pirkei Avos, and the reason that they added it was they started learning one chapter of Avos every Shabbos between Pesach and Shavuot, and there's six Shabboses between Pesach and Shavuot, and there were only five chapters. So they added the sixth chapter on, so that they would have one. But it's these were actually originally in the brasas, the external Tanakh teachings, and then they were incorporated into Pirkei Avos. Says the first Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Omer, he says, Kol ha'osek b'Torah lishma. Sorry, and also the other thing is you'll see the whole chapter focuses on like Torah and the learning of Torah because it was approaching Shavuot, the time of receiving the Torah. So the whole chapter is focused on the Torah and learning of Torah. So says Rabbi Meir, he says, Kol ha'osek b'Torah lishma, anyone who occupies himself with Torah for its own sake, Zoch l'Devarim Harbeh, will merit. Many things, and he's going to list many things in the Mishnah that the person will merit. And moreover, he's deserving of the whole world. So what does he merit? Nikra Raya, he is called a friend, like a friend of Hashem's. Ahuv, a beloved of God's. Oves Amakum, he is also a lover of God. So God loves him, and he will be in turn a lover of God. Oves Abrius, not only that he will be a lover of mankind. Mesamech Es Amakum, he will gladden Hashem. Mesamech Es Abrius, he will gladden mankind. Umalbashtoi Anava Viera, he will be clothed in humility and reverence, from learning Torah. And it will train him to be righteous, pious, upright, and faithful, his learning of the Torah. It will distance him from sin. It will lead him to draw him near to virtue. And from him, people could enjoy, good counsel and sound knowledge. Bina ugvura, understanding and fortitude. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Mishlei in Proverbs says, li eitzer etushua ani bina li gvura. This is as if it's the Torah talking, and the Torah is saying, counsel is mine, and sound knowledge, I'm understanding, and power is mine. So the Torah is saying, that I have those attributes, and I could, that'll come to people who learn me. And also, v'nosenislo malchus, it will give him sovereignty, and memshala v'chikur din, and it will give him dominion and discerning judgment, and magalin lo razei Torah. The secrets of the Torah will be revealed to him for his learning. V'nasek keman hamisgaber ukenasha and apoisek, he will be like an ever increasing spring, and like a river that never fails. Meaning, as he learns more and more, so it will become more and more strong in him, his learning of the Torah. Ve'evat sanua, he will become modest. Ve'erech ruach, and like forbearing, like patient and forbearing. U'mochel al boino, and he'll be forgiven of insults. It will build in him that he will be able to, forgive insults. U'magadalto, u'merumamto al kol hamasim. And not only that, but it will magnify and elevate him above all things. So much praise for a person who's involved in learning Torah.